hear the signal, the time will be 11:30.
The Columbia Workshop presents as the eighth program in its festival series...
Meridian 71212.
Written and directed by Irving Reese.
When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:30 and one quarter. When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:30 and one half. When you hear the signal, the time will be
11:30. Damn. Why can't I get something on this? Oh, hello, Jim. I didn't know you were here.
Well, I wasn't. Just came back to pick up some things I left.
Anybody else out there?
No. You know you're the only greasy grind on the staff. What are you doing here so late?
I'm stuck for about 500 words to fill a comments page. My mind's going blank.
Anything I can do?
Mm-hmm. You can give me a cigarette. I finished the third pack an hour ago.
Sure. Yeah.
Thanks. Maybe this'll be the camel that broke the straw's back.
Oh, very bad. You need some sleep.
Sleep? I can't go home until this is finished, and I can't finish this because I need some sleep. What do you suggest, Mr. Worst of Experience?
Go home.
Oh, now, stop being an idiot. I got to have the copy in the hands of the printers at 9 tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's tough.
What time is it, anyway? I've probably missed the last train connection.
Yeah, I don't know. Left my watch home. You can call up.
Call up what?
Meridian 71212.
What's that?
The telephone time service. Excuse me, I forgot you were a commuter.
Meridian what?
71212.
71212. Well, that's something new I've learned today.
When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:32 and one quarter.
11:32, and I've been trying to get an idea since 8 this morning. I got it.
You got what?
My story. Boy, this is a natural.
Now, what are you talking...
Now, wait.
When you hear the signal, the time will be 11...
Hello, operator. This is the editorial department of the Manhattanite magazine. I'd like to ask you...
When you hear the signal, the time will be 11...
Yeah, I know. Three quarters. Listen, girlie. This is important. It'll only take a minute.
When
I'd like...
When you hear the signal, the time will be 11...
Oh, hello. Oh, she won't listen. Hey, Jim, help me out, will you?
Sure, if you'll tell me what it's all about.
I think there's a swell story here. Hop a cab and run down to time service office, will you? It must be right around here. Get all the dope you can. Who calls, why they call.
Hey, that's a swell idea.
Yeah, you know what I want. The old human interest hoax.
Yeah, sure.
I'll stay here and work it up in skeleton form. As soon as you get the facts, phone me.
Well, all right.
Jim, you're a lifesaver. I'll do as much for you.
Oh, forget it. I'll be calling you.
Good luck. Meridian 71212.
When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:33 and three quarters. When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:34. When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:34 and one quarter.
Okay, Dot, I'll relieve you now.
Thanks, Peggy. I'll be back soon.
When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:30.
What's the trouble, Miss Day?
I've got a pretty nasty headache. I'm sorry, Miss Waller.
Oh, that's all right. You want to go home? I'll arrange relief.
No, thank you very much. I'll be all right in a moment.
Well, you go down to the restroom and relax. I'll send Miss Cleary down with you. Miss Cleary?
Miss Cleary?
Yes, Miss Waller. Will you go down to the restroom with Miss Day? She isn't feeling well.
Oh, certainly. Come on, Dot.
Thanks, Helen. Thank you, Miss Waller. I'll be back soon.
Oh, that's all right. Stay as long as you like.
What's the matter, kid?
Just a headache, Helen. I'll be all right.
Sure it's just a headache?
Of course. Why?
Oh, come on, silly kid. You haven't been yourself for a long time now. Is it a guy?
No. No, really, Helen.
Then you're homesick.
No. Honest, Helen, it's nothing.
All right. All right, kid. Well, here we are. Now, you lie down on the couch. There. Now, I'll just tuck this around you.
I feel better already. I don't need the blankets, Helen.
Now, you just lie still while I fix you something.
Don't bother, Helen.
I wish you'd tell Aunt Helen what's worrying you. Maybe she can help.
I'll be all right.
Sure you will. Here. Now, drink this down fast. That's it.
Must be good medicine. Tastes so bad.
That's the first time you've smiled in 4 weeks. Now, out with it. I know something's wrong, kid. And honest, it helps just to talk about it sometimes.
I can't.
All right, dear, forget it. Where do you come from, Dot? I mean, your hometown.
Oswego.
That's in New York State, isn't it?
Yes.
Why don't you call up home? Put through a long-distance call. Maybe that'll help the spirit. Employees get a big discount.
No. I'm not homesick, Helen.
Oswego. That's an Indian name, isn't it?
Yes, I think so.
Queer sound to it. I mean, it sounds familiar. I've heard it recently. Oh, yeah, I know. It was on the radio last night. That kid Lambert that's going to be electrocuted is sing sing tonight for the bank. Oh, gee, kid. Gee, I sure put my foot in it. Oh, I'm sorry, kid. Please don't cry. You know him?
He's my brother.
Your brother?
Oh, Tommy. Tommy. They're going to kill him tonight at 12 o'clock. And I can't do anything. I can't do anything except sit here and call off the time every 15 seconds. The last in Tommy's life. And he didn't do it. He couldn't have. He wrote me that he was in the bank when it happened. And somebody swore he handed a gun to the man that did the killing, but he had nothing to do with it.
Listen, kid. I'm going to see the supervisor. We'll both get the night off. You come home with me.
Oh, no, Helen. I'd die if anyone else knew. I'm so ashamed. I'm even sorry I told you.
But look, we don't have to tell him why we're going. I'll just say you're sick and I'm taking you home.
No. No, please. Nothing can help now. I'm better off working. I go mad just sitting around here thinking about it. I go mad. Please, let's go back now.
All right, kid. All right.
Mr. Bradley?
Yes?
I'm sorry to disturb you at this hour. My name's Fawcett, Manhattanite Magazine.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Mr. Fawcett. I'm a Manhattanite fan. It's a swell magazine.
Well, thanks. That'll make things easier.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, we thought there might be an interesting article on your telephone time service.
Good. We won't mind the publicity. Now, just what do you want to know about it?
Well, you know the comments page in our magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting facts about all sorts of things.
Yes.
Well, we'd like to do one like that on the time service. How many calls you get, how many times an hour, why people call, and how you pick the girls. Well, you know what I mean.
Yes, of course. Well, suppose we go right to the operations room. You can actually watch the girl on duty work, and I'll explain it all as we go along.
Oh, fine. You know, lots of people think you use phonograph records.
Oh, no. This way, Mr. Fawcett. You see, we use the girls on the regular operating staff. They get a voice and diction test first. If they qualify, they do 1 hour of duty on the time circuit a day, then go back to their other work.
And they just sit there and wait for the calls to come in?
Oh, no. They have no way of knowing whether anyone is on the line or not.
Oh.
They call time every 15 seconds regardless. You hear them, but they can't hear you.
Yes, I know. We tried to question the girl, and she paid no attention.
But here we are. You see the girl in the glass-enclosed office?
Yes.
She's the time service operator. It's all soundproof, so no noise gets through.
Oh, yes.
She's got 3 watches to check by, you'll notice. That little green light is a signal for her to start talking. The tone signal comes automatically.
And the girls are relieved right on the hour?
Yes, indeed. It would get pretty tedious if it lasted longer.
Yes, I should say. 4 times a minute, 240 times an hour. Oh, say, how about that girl that just went in? Is she going to relieve the girl at the board?
Yes, I guess so. but they usually change on the hour. Oh, Miss Tenner.
Yes, Mr. Bradley?
How is it you're getting relief now?
It's Miss Day's trick. She wasn't feeling well. I relieved her a few minutes ago. Now she's back to finish up.
I see. Thank you.
May we go right into the office? I'd like to listen for a while.
Certainly. But we'll have to whisper if you want to talk to me in there. It might be picked up on the mic.
Oh, of course.
The signal, the time will be 11:40.
Sit down, Mr. Foster.
Thanks.
Mr. Bradley, is it possible for us to trace a few calls? I'd like to find out just why people use the service. Is it because their watches stop or what?
We don't know. All the calls come in on the dial system, and you can't trace dials.
Oh, that's too bad. It'd be interesting to know. Well, could you offer a guess from personal knowledge? We could quote you.
Well, your guess would be as good as mine. Time plays an important part in the lives of people in a big city. We get several hundred calls an hour.
It may be people trying
to make a train connection. Somebody in bed who's too lazy to get up and look.
When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:41 and one half. When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:41 and three quarters. When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:42.
Hotel operator.
Will you get me Bell Harbor 4642 now, please?
Yes, sir. I'm getting Bell Harbor 4642.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Grace.
John, where have you been? We've been worried to death.
I'm in town, darling.
Oh, John. Why didn't you call and say you'd be late? Where are you?
I'm at a hotel, dear.
But what are you doing at a hotel?
I've got something very important to tell you, Grace.
Oh, well, please save it and come right home.
It can't wait.
But it's so late, dear, and we've been worried all day.
Well, I've been pretty busy.
I know.
Grace, my insurance policy expires at midnight.
That doesn't matter, John. You'll get another when things pick up.
There isn't a chance, dear. I'm all washed up.
My darling, I won't have you talk that way. Now, please come right home. Still get dinner. I've got a swell roast and I've kept it warm. You feel better after you've eaten. We'll find some way out. We still have each other.
Oh, if it were only us, I wouldn't care, dear. It's the kids I'm thinking of. It isn't fair to them.
Priscilla got a medal at school today, John. She stayed up just to show it to you. Oh, please. Please come right home.
My policy is for $50,000, Grace. It expires in about 18 minutes.
John, what are you thinking of? I won't listen. I won't listen.
I'm going to leave you, darling. Please take care of Priscilla and Jim.
John. No, John.
Hotel operator.
Operator, get me Meridian 71212 and stay on the line.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that, operator?
Yes, sir. She said it was 11:44 and a quarter.
That's right, operator. Remember that.
I beg your pardon, sir?
I said remember that. Stay on the line.
When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:44 and one half. When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:44 and three quarters. When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:45. When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:45 and one quarter.
You get several thousand calls a day. Of course, this girl is only answering calls for the time from New York City, isn't she?
What do you mean, Mr. Fawcett?
Well, there wouldn't be any reason for anyone outside of New York City to call Meridian for the time, would there?
Oh, no. Each city has its own local time service because of the difference in time. Now, in Chicago, people call Cathedral 8,000. And in Los Angeles, Ulrich 8,900.
would be very silly for someone in Chicago or any place outside of New York to call here for the plan, don't you think?
Well, of course. It was stupid of me to ask. It would be very silly for anyone outside of New York to call here.
I say, Percival, send us a drink.
Well, it's quite late, sir.
It's quite late, sir. I say, come here, Percival, come here. Listen, it's never too late for another drink.
gentlemen, don't you think you'd better go to your rooms? It's nearly 5 a.m.
Don't you think you'd better go to your room?
please, I
say now, we want another drink. And we ain't going to our room till we get it.
Attaboy,
you tell him, old pal. Send us another drink.
Well, I'm very sorry, gentlemen. You're in London, you know. It's against the law to serve intoxicating spirits at this hour.
Look, we don't want intoxicating spirits. We want scotch.
Gentlemen, you'll awaken all the guests. Now, please, gentlemen, I beg
you.
You
bet you will wake up all our guests if you don't get us a drink.
You're set it, little pal. You're set it. A drink to the king.
Oh, no. We've been drinking to the king all day. Let's drink to the queen.
Right. This one is to the queen.
Gentlemen, I'm only the desk clerk. I have nothing to do with liquor, but
well, call up the queen and tell her Joe and his little pal stuff from little old New York on a drink.
Now, that's right. Give me that phone there. I'll get Buckman in the palace.
Please, gentlemen. The queen's asleep now, gentlemen.
Then get us a drink.
Yeah, you'll have what he said.
Gentlemen, it's 5 a.m. There are rules prohibiting...
Now, listen, Percival. It ain't 5 o'clock in little old New York, is it?
Why, no, sir.
Well, look, we're from little old New York, and we abide by their rules, not these, you see? That's a fine way to treat guests in another...
Yeah, you tell them, pal. Yeah. We go by the New York rules, not these. Why, it's only 11 o'clock in little old New York.
No. That's where you're wrong, pal. That's where you're wrong. It's 12 o'clock in New York. In a little old New York, it's 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah? Well, how's about daylight saving time, eh? How's about that?
That ain't got nothing to do with it. Nothing!
Please, gentlemen, please don't shout.
Now, how's about it, Percival? What time is it in
little old New York?
Why, sir, I believe there is a difference of 5 hours. That would make it 12 o'clock in New York.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Well, that's what you'll think. How's about the daylight saving time?
There ain't any more daylight saving.
Oh, no? Well, $5 as there is, $5.
It's a bet. Oh, boy, a sucker. I got to...
How you going to prove it?
Well, it's a cinch. Here, give me the phone, Percival.
Yes, sir.
I'll get you the time, all right. You watch the wall, Joe. Get it. Hello.
Are you there?
I never heard no complaints, dearie.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's all right. You didn't do nothing. Hey, give me Meridian 71212.
Sorry, sir, but there is no such exchange.
Oh, that's what you think. Oh, yes, there is. Look, you just get me New York.
Just a moment, sir. I'll get you overseas service.
Give me Meridian 71212 in New York. Little old New York.
Just a moment, sir. Hello, New York. Hello, London. Number, please. Meridian
71212.
You must be mistaken, London. That's New York time service.
No mistake at all, dearie. Just you get it.
Very well, sir. When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:50 and 1/2.
Thank you, dearie.
Well, what does she say? What does she say?
She says the time's 11:50 and something. I told him, didn't I, Percival? Mr. Wiseguy here. Didn't I tell him? I told him, huh?
Yes, sir. You told him.
All right, now, fork over the $5, Mr. Smarty. Come on, get it up.
Okay. Here you are.
Begging your pardon, sir.
What'd you do?
The transatlantic call will be £3.
Oh, how much is £3?
That is $15 in American money.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. Mr. Wiseguy here. He'll play it.
Yeah, sure. I'll play. Oh, no. Calling in New York is your idea, not mine.
Oh, so you're going to get technical. Reneging, huh?
Gentlemen.
So you're going to welch, huh?
Yeah, well, what are you going to do about it?
This is what I'm going to do about it.
Oh, give him tough, eh?
Yeah,
no, gentlemen, gentlemen.
Johnson, there's still a little time left. Why don't you tell the truth? We'll protect you. We'll use every penny we have to see that you're taken care of.
Listen, Mr. Lawyer, for the 50th time, I told everything I know on the witness stand. You better get these ropes off my wrist and let me out of here.
Johnson, you're a filthy liar and you know it. Man, don't you realize that you're sending an innocent kid to the electric chair?
I'll bust right out crying in a minute.
All right. There isn't enough time left to try being decent with you. I've done everything I can. Now get this. I don't care what happens to me, but I'm not letting that kid burn. Sit here and think it over. If you change your mind, call me. I'll be right behind that door. And remember this. If Tommy Lambert dies, you're not going to leave this room alive.
Nah, you can't scare me.
All right. Just think it over.
How'd you make out, Ed?
Can't get a thing out of him. He's as tight-lipped as he was when I started 5 hours ago.
And what are you going to do?
I told him I'd wait until he called me. I told him if he didn't and Tommy Lambert died, he'd never leave that room.
But, Ed, you know that rat won't talk.
Well, what can I do?
What time is it?
11:45.
Well, don't you realize that that kid is going to die in 15 minutes?
Realize? God, I haven't slept a minute since he was convicted. I know the kid's innocent. But I lost it for him. I couldn't help him.
There's no time for that. I'll go in and have a talk with Mr. Johnson.
No, Neil. I won't let you. I've been a lawyer for 20 years now. When this gets out, I'm washed up, but I'll take Johnson with me. You're just starting out. I won't let you get mixed up in it.
I just want 3 minutes with him.
Neil!
All right, Johnson. The party's over.
Ah, the assistant mastermind. I didn't know you were here. Don't make me laugh.
Johnson, you swore on the witness stand that you saw Tommy Lambert hand the gun to Roy Peters in the Oswego National Bank.
So what?
Was that true, Johnson?
Yes, Mr. Lawyer. On my word of honor, as a good boy...
Come on! I got that out. Stop! Don't!
How does that feel, Johnson?
I'll take care of you later, you... Don't! You're killing me.
Would you like to talk, rat?
Neil, what are you doing?
Giving Mr. Johnson a little taste of what he needs.
Stop! Stop him. Neil, don't. He isn't worth it.
Yeah, this won't bother him any more than that shock of 2,000 volts through the Lambert kid's body.
You better stop him or he'll burn too.
Oh, don't. Now, spill it, skunk.
Oh, stop him. I'll tell you. Stop. I'll talk. I lied. I got paid to say I saw the gun. I needed the money.
All right, rat. There. Now, I'll be quiet for a minute.
My God, we've got it. We've got it.
And we'll have to move fast. What time is it?
11:45.
But you said it was 11:45 last time I asked.
Good Lord. My watch stopped. I'll get it. 10, 9, 7, 1, 2, 1, 2.
When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:59.
Oh, God.
What's the matter?
An innocent boy is going to die in 1 minute.
Hear the signal, the time will be 11:59 and 1/4. When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:59 and 1/2. When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:59 and 3/4. When you hear the signal, the time will be 12:00. Tommy! Tommy!
You have been listening to the CBS presentation of Meridian 71212, an original radio play by Irving Reese. It was produced and directed by the author through arrangement with Paramount Pictures and came to you from Hollywood as the 8th program in the current Columbia Workshop Festival series. Next Thursday at the same time, we take pleasure in announcing that Miss Dorothy Parker's original contribution to the festival series will be presented from New York. It is called Apartment to Let and will be directed by Brewster Morgan. May we remind you that the book Columbia Workshop Plays, which contains many of the dramas you are hearing on this festival series, is available now at your local bookstore. Whittlesey House is the publisher. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.